Until not that long ago, life for the Cree First Nation in northern Manitoba was idyllic by their account. Surrounded by nature's plenty, they were able to sustain their indigenous way of life by living off the land. But that was before the water projects began. Sandy Beardy is an 80-year-old Cree elder who lives in Cross Lake, a community of 5,000 and one of the hardest hit by hydro development.
Ever since the dam was built, all of us disappeared. The game, the birds of the air just passed by. They used to stop and feed, but they don't anymore. The environment is totally destroyed, the things that we used to enjoy.
Beardy says in addition to this high environmental price, the Crees received little economic benefit from all the current dam projects. So the overall cost to the Cree has been immense. But the price for U.S. consumers in the Midwest has been small. That's because hydropower is relatively cheap, with the demand for energy outstripping supply. New dams in Manitoba are on the drawing board, a boon to the Manitoba economy, according to the provincial premier, Gary Duer, who promises Indians will finally share in the profits of any new hydro development.
Our cabinet has already decided that there will not be any dams built unless there is economic opportunity for Aboriginal people. That's a difference. That's a change, and long overdue.
Four of five bands of Cree Indians in Manitoba are cooperating with Manitoba Hydro to share in the profits from new dams. Victor Spence is a Cree from Split Lake, one of the bands negotiating with Manitoba Hydro.
We are doing it in a different way, a little more diplomatic, negotiating, instead of the ways of confrontation and conflict.
However, unlike their neighbors in Split Lake, the Cross Lake Cree refuse to negotiate any new deals with Hydro. They oppose new dams and instead are holding firm to a 1977 agreement. That agreement promised to clean up the environmental damage caused by the dams and to compensate the Indians for economic and social costs. Cross Lake Cree leader Tommy Monia says that agreement has never been honored.
Clean the debris, clean the standing dead trees, stabilize the shorelines. We're not asking for dollars. All we're asking is implementation of that agreement.
In the meantime, Monia says he can't be bought off by promises of new riches from the next round of dams.
At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure you cannot eat money.
The Cross Lake Cree, meanwhile, have some powerful new allies south of the border in the U.S.
Hi.
This fall, the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission will decide whether to allow a new contract between the former Northern States Power, now called Xcel Energy, and Manitoba Hydro. Diane Peterson is a Twin Cities Quaker. She's one of dozens of people from environmental and religious groups who've been protesting every week in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. Peterson says they want to pressure the commission into not signing the deal.
I am incensed that Manitoba Hydro, for short-term monetary profit, is going to destroy the North American environment. It's time for North Americans to start respecting our red neighbors who were here before us.
But the best way to respect Native people is to allow a new contract, according to Joe Keeper, a Cree from Manitoba who's working with Hydro.
Right now, the Split Lake Cree and others are trying to work out an arrangement with Hydro so that they can get some benefits from their own land. Now, if suddenly this is stopped, the people that are going to be hurt in the final analysis are the Northern Cree.
But the Cross Lake Cree call cash from Hydro development dirty money. For them, it's a matter of right and wrong, part of a bigger conversation about justice for Native people and the environmental costs of hydroelectric power. But despite the protests, new hydro development is likely, at least if Manitoba Hydro has its way. It's plentiful, cheap, and so far, at least, it appears there's nearly insatiable demand in the U.S. Perhaps most importantly, many of the Indians say it's finally their turn to profit from nature's bounty. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey.